You know, one of the things that I'm looking at on Special Moments Guide Service right now is you talked about the limits of fish. Is a cooler full of perch. Talk to us about a little wintertime perch fishing there in Lake Washington.
Yeah, you're going to talk to Swanee a little bit later, and I've guided for Swanee a couple years on the Nishigaak, and aside from that, I'd have to say winter perch is about my favorite thing to do in the whole wide world. The only limit I tell my clients is that it's what you're willing to clean, because you will catch as many of these as you want. Right now, the perch are going to be in the 60 to 75-foot depth range. They lay belly to the bottom this time of year. So the main thing is you got to have a really good really good fish finder, you know, like a Lowrance or an Eagle, something with a lot of high definition to it. And you set that sucker on bottom zoom, and you start looking for any little anomalies on the bottom, and that's going to be your perch. And it's just a real kick in the pants fishery. It's my favorite time to be on the lake because you don't have any water skiing or anything, you know, to get in the way. The only downside is you don't see as many bikinis this time of year.
Now, are you going to anchor and chum these perch up, or how are you going to target these?
You know, that's more of a summertime thing. In the wintertime, I tend to just, especially because you're fishing such deep water, I don't like to just commit to the anchor and then all of a sudden you got to pick up and move. I just kind of try to hover over the top of them, and that's when a real nice, still, no windy day is going to be real nice for you because you won't have to run the motor as much. You know, if it is a bit breezy, we'll just be kind of backing into the waves and repositioning the boat constantly. But just staying on top of them is the key.
Once you find them this time of year, can you mark them on your GPS and come back and find them, you know, for the next couple of months?
Oh, yeah. I've got marks in my GPS for years and years, and you start to see a trend where they are. But I also keep a fishing journal, and I can look back and get a general starting point. Like this year when I've been so busy, I haven't been out on the lake as much as I'd like to be. I can go back to my journal and say, okay, well, you know, these past 3 years I've been hitting them at 72 feet, so I'll start there. But, you know, every year is different. And so, yeah, you can go back to a GPS mark, or you can throw a marker over the side. That's always a good thing. But, again, you know, 70, 80, even as deep as 100 feet, you're going to spend a while winding that thing up. So I just try to rely more on my electronics this time of year.
How about your terminal tackle if you're fishing 70 feet for these Lake Washington perch, Brian?
Well, you know, one thing you cannot use is mono, because you just will not feel them. And these little suckers, I know you guys have fished for them, they'll rob you blind. You have to really be Johnny on the spot with your hook setting. And so if you use mono, you're not going to feel them. So I use Fireline. I use a drop shot rig just because I like the direct connection to, and it also, with the drop shot, you know, you set your weight about 8 inches below your hook, and you're right there in the zone. There's no guesswork to it. And also, when you're sending something down like that, it's not going to helicopter and tangle around like we used to have the problems with the old rigs.
Okay, and then what's on the business end?
On the business end, little white Kalin grub. I chopped the first two segments off, so you've got a really little tiny white Kalin squirrely tail grub. A lot of guys use mini buzz bombs. I've heard of that working real well.
Little tiny white jigs, right?
Yeah, as long as it's white. Again, they're really deep, so I think they see white pretty good. I sure can't wait to play around with some of the UV stuff
coming
out there.
How about hook size for these guys?
Hook size, let's see, the little Gamakatsu drop shot hook, I believe it's a 2. It's the second smallest size.
All right. Well, now we got to head to a break, but one of these days we're going to have to have you back and discuss some perch recipes, because these things are
delicious fish,
phenomenally
delicious fish, very sweet meat.
You guys are heading down south. I like to make perch fajitas with mango salsa.
There we go, Chief Mama. We're going to have to get that recipe from you there, brother.
No doubt.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
He's Brian Lall, Special Moments Guide Service. Go ahead and log on to specialmomentsguideservice.com or give him a call at 206-331-8719. Brian, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great time.
All right,
thanks, Brian.
Take care.